This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan. We'll get back to your calls in a little bit. Right now, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Balding, your host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Baldy, what have you thought overall of the quality of play in a league? I mean, the big game that was billed up all weekend, the Bills and Lions, I thought it was awful that you can't get a stop in the game. You look at the games last night, they've been atrocious. Overall, you watch the tape more than anybody. Where are you at with the quality of play?
It's substandard. There's very few solid, you know, really well-built teams. And so many teams right now are just so beat up. I mean, you look at, you know, the Giants and who's playing defense for them right now. Like, nobody knows any of those guys. Most of them. I mean, you know, for the majority. But, like, the teams are just so beat up right now that they're playing practice squad players. If you watch, you know, Detroit and Buffalo, good luck telling me who six starters are in Detroit on defense. So I think a big part of it is just, you know, the amount of injuries that a lot of these teams have sustained. And now you're playing players. I mean, Detroit's starting Quan Alexander, a linebacker. They picked him up at the bus stop a month ago, you know, and Buffalo went right after him with the running backs in the passing game. So, you know, when you look around the league, obviously we've got some really bad teams, you know, at the bottom, and they just, you know, they just can't build a, you know, a solid foundation. The Giants, you know, the Raiders, you go through some of these teams. But even the good teams are so beat up right now. The Pittsburgh Steelers look awful without George Pickens at wide receiver. And so that's where it's at right now. It's like, who's surviving to the playoffs right now?
Yeah. And listen, Baldy, obviously things could change. Guys get healthy. Guys get hurt that are healthy right now. But yep. In your estimation, how many teams in the AFC, how many teams in the NFC can you actually see getting to the Super Bowl?
There's probably like a total of eight teams. You know, they're going to get seven in, you know, but realistically, you know, the Eagles deserve a spot. And, you know, Minnesota's a really well-built team, really good team. I mean, Green Bay and Detroit, they're all quality teams. Out west, I mean, Seattle just got thumped by Green Bay. They had won four in a row and looked like they'd turned the corner. So, yeah, I'd say there's probably four teams in each division. Mahomes will get back healthy. They're you know, viable. Buffalo's viable. I would say a total of four right now.
Each
conference.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. And by the way, I like the question Sal asked because it does seem like it's just, you know, it's uninspiring for the most part week to week. Are we wrapped up in the moment, prisoners of the moment, or was this, you know, a trend that maybe developed a couple of years ago that we just didn't catch on to right away?
Well, I mean, you know, the pandemic changed a lot of things. You know, they all of a sudden, you know, practice squads went to 16 players. You know, it's like you got the B team out there on the field every day. And that's where teams are going right now. As soon as somebody gets plucked and, you know, when your running back goes down, like who's up on the practice squad that we can elevate, even though they may never have played. You're getting guys from the XFL that are playing for some of these teams right now because of depth issues. And so we're just getting a very diluted product. We, you know, even when this was a 12-team league back in the 40s and 50s, we didn't have enough good quarterbacks. And we certainly don't have enough good quarterbacks now with a 32-team league.
Oh, my God. I'm watching Desmond Ridder last night. I mean, the guy should not be in a league. He might be the worst quarterback I've ever seen. I've seen some bad ones. I mean, Desmond Ridder cannot take the field in an NFL game.
No, but the irony is he's the reason why Raheem Morris is the head coach in Atlanta. If they had a quarterback last year, they wouldn't have made a coaching change. But, you know, the quarterback play was so bad, including Desmond Ridder. I mean, he cost him a playoff spot last year. And the fact that he's like the fourth quarterback that have played for the Raiders this year and wasn't even on a squad, you know, in training camp. You know, he's out there playing, you know, trying to score a touchdown. I mean, it's dreadful to watch. If you don't have good quarterback play, honestly, on Sundays, it's almost an unwatchable product.
And that, you're right. And that's the biggest problem is that there aren't enough quality quarterbacks around the league, especially when you start factoring in injuries. Moving forward, Baldy, and whether it pertains to the Giants or maybe the Raiders, I guess, off of last night, would you hire both Deion and then draft his son, Shador? You like that package, 1-2, or top the draft if you're the Raiders or, say, the Giants?
I don't think that's enough for the package. I got to know who Deion is bringing in. I mean, you got to have quality assistant coaches. You've got to develop players. Now I know he's got Warren Sapp working with him, and I would hire Warren to be my defensive line coach in a second. That guy is a smart guy, but it just depends on the staff. Like I'm smitten by Shador, but you know, I watched them against, say, I don't know, Oklahoma State, and Travis Hunter's wide open and Shador's throwing him, you know, a pass full of helium, and he walks into the end zone. I mean, you know, some of this stuff, you got to really go study some of these guys. You know, I don't believe he's Joe Burrow, but I don't know that he can't be Joe Burrow right now if he's the first pick in the draft. But I would be interested in Deion because I know he can inspire, and I know he's about not just player development, but human development as a person. I think that kind of grips him as much as anything. That's why I think he loves the college game. You get a chance to, you know, really mold 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. I think that's really important to Deion. But I would be very interested to know what's his assistant coach is going to look like. Because if you're not developing players right now, then you're simply not going to win in this business.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Baldy, let me push you in this direction. It's something I said on the show the other day. Let's say the Giants get the first overall seed, and either Deion doesn't want to leave college or the Giants don't want Deion, but they're interested in his son, but they don't love him. They don't love Ward. I mean, the Giants are so bereft of talent. Would it be the worst thing in the world? And I know eventually you have to find a quarterback, but to just, you know, trade out of the first spot or maybe even the second spot and just stack something in the cupboards that represents above-average talent, they don't have much.
Well, I mean, look, that's what Chicago did, you know, 3 years ago. And they traded from 1-9. They got a boatload of picks. They haven't gotten any better. They're on a terrible losing streak right now. It doesn't guarantee anything. Bryce Young turned out to be maybe the wrong pick for Carolina. Time will tell, but it doesn't look good. So, you know, you could get the number one pick. You could trade out of the number one pick. It just depends on what you do with the boatload of picks that you might get if somebody really covets that number one slot. I mean, and a lot of things have to kind of go that direction. Like, not every year there's a true number one selection. We see that a lot. Some years there is. And so it's just a question of, you know, what's the leverage play for the number one pick? And what can you get? And is that guy going to be, you know, is that guy, man, I'm just using Joe Burrow because he's great, but is that guy going to be Joe Burrow or Josh Allen or, you know, one of these other star players at that position?
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. The Jets, Baldy, yesterday interviewed Thomas Dimitroff. I personally love him. What do you think of Dimitroff and the Jets general manager / head coach search overall?
Well, Phil Savage is there right now. I think Phil's a quality guy. I mean, he's been in this business 30 years. I think he knows what talent looks like. I know Thomas Dimitroff really well. I mean, he did put together a, you know, a team in Atlanta that went to a Super Bowl, came within, you know, hired, you know, some good coaches there. Dan Quinn hired Kyle Shanahan, put together a good staff, put together a really good team and went all the way to, you know, to the brink against the Patriots. And they've never seen anything like that in Atlanta before or since. So he's got some, you know, he's got some things in his resume that, you know, make you perk up. And he's been involved in an analytics company here for the last 2 years, which probably gives him a head start in some of these things that actually do pertain to, you know, drafting certain players with certain characteristics and measurables and, you know, doing certain things game day on third down, fourth down, punt, 2-point try, those kind of things. He's on the cutting edge of all of that right now.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, do you think that around the league, the perception the last couple of weeks, I know the weather's been warm, I know the teams haven't been that good, but is Aaron Rodgers maybe perceived a little differently now than he was a month or so ago? He's playing better.
Well, he's thrown 13 touchdowns against one interception in the last 7 games. He led the league. He led the team in rushing the other day on 5 scrambles. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has ever led any team he's ever quarterback in rushing, but he was pretty good at it. Ran for 3 first downs out of the 5 runs. He's moving better. Obviously, the second half with Devontae Adams was about, it looked like Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase for much of this year. So, I mean, he has played a lot better, and he looks a whole lot healthier than at any point this season right now.
Would you bring him back if you're the Jets?
I would say you can't close the door on it.
Yeah.
You got to see what the availability or what your options are. I wouldn't chase him out of the building until I had a better option right now than Aaron Rodgers.
How about the Jets not taking Bill Belichick's call, Baldy?
I can't even believe Bill Belichick isn't coaching, you know, honestly, in this league. He's the best coach that we've ever seen on every level in our lifetimes. I mean, Vince Lombardi, whatever, Don Shula.
Yeah, give me Parcells.
He's the best coach we've ever seen. I can't believe he's not coaching.
No, he is at North Carolina. And imagine.
All right, I mean, look, okay, but I mean, maybe, I think he'll win at North Carolina. I think he'll win the ACC next year. That's how good of a coach I think he is. You might not want him picking the groceries like Parcells used to say, but at the same time, I want him coaching my football team. I want him getting the best out of every player at every position. The fundamentals are important. Like, that's what he emphasized every day. And then the schemes of what you did to take the number one threat away or to reduce the team to, playing left-handed most weeks. I mean, there's nobody better than doing that than Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree, though. I did say if I'm start a team, I'll take Parcells over anybody in the history of the NFL for a couple.
I would say that, yes.
But you just mentioned the fundamentals and the scheme. I got to be honest, Baldy, the fundamentals and the scheme didn't look too good. We didn't have Brady as the quarterback. It's true.
Defensively, they're still really good.
But they didn't win.
Mac Jones, I mean, you look at the guys that they had there. None of those guys are winning this league. Some of the guys who was playing a quarterback aren't even in the league. Bailey Zappe, you go through the list of guys. It was bereft of talent. In fact, they looked like his last year there, annoyingly, they looked like a bad expansion team. Now, is that all on him? Yeah, I mean, he had something to do with that. But, you give that guy, and he had the number one defense in football for a lot of years with Willie McGinnis and Mike Vrabel and some of those guys that they had, Rodney Harrison. I mean, Stephon Gilmore, he was a player of the year. I mean, he's had 2 defensive players of the year. He's got Hall of Fame players all over the place that he coached, at the Giants and at New England.
Did you find time yet, Baldy, to get your Christmas tree up?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
Nice.
I mean, I didn't have anything to do with it. My girlfriend did, and my nephew did, but I'm looking right at it. It's stunning right now.
Yeah, see, that's the key. Your girlfriend, your nephew. Yeah, you're busy.
I delegate. I'm like a good head coach.
There you go.
Delegate. That's
see,
what I do.
That's what I'm talking about, Baldy. You're there watching games. You're going to games. You're breaking down. Yeah. You got to delegate.
Come
see?
On, Baldy. That's
pathetic.
I don't
have time to hang candy canes on the Christmas tree right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out who was playing on the Giants defense last Sunday.
I misread you, man. I thought you'd have a saw. I thought you'd cut it down yourself, throw it over your shoulder like a real old school. Come on.
Listen. There was a time before all of us got way too busy when we did that kind of stuff. And we had time. I don't know where time went anymore, but it's a luxury.
I'm with you, Baldy. God bless. We're probably not going to talk to you next week, so we're off. So, Baldy, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the rest of the football season. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Guys, we got college football playoffs starting up. We've got some great games coming up this weekend. Enjoy the season. And I'll talk to you soon, guys.
Thanks, Baldy.
There you go. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. All of a sudden, BT, I'm not feeling that guilty anymore. Baldy doesn't have time. His girlfriend, his nephew, help him out. You know what? Mitch and Foley helps me out.
I'm hearing excuses from both of you guys. I mean, I'm also hearing an erosion of something that should be pretty damn important. Put the tree up.
Yeah. I will tonight. After Mitch dropped it off. We're good to go. Oh, God. All right. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. Get to your calls. 888-808-1019.